Hello, this is Naira, your host for Your Guide to the Night Sky. Today, we're going to learn about the sun. So many people are used to the fact that the sun is in the sky every day that they don't realize how important it is in our lives. Well, for a fact, the sun is the astronomical body that sends out all the energy life on Earth needs to survive. Without it, we'd be freezing. Our food would be gone because plants couldn't do photosynthesis, and Earth would be flung around in outer space, near dangerous stars, near less dangerous stars, and it might even crash into a rogue planet. It's actually because of the sun that our Earth even formed. Talk about an important astronomical body! Well, you might be wondering, why learn about the sun if it's specific to our solar system only? Why even learn about the solar system if it's just a tiny segment of the total universe? These questions get us to one of the most important concepts in astronomy. If we know how something behaves, we can predict how it will behave in other situations. If we know about the sun, we can predict how other stars will behave. If we know about the solar system, that's one more fact added to our understanding of all the solar systems in the universe, ones that follow the same natural laws as our own. Now that we've got all that out of the way, let's get on with the sun. Let's do a review of the sun's structure. First, we have the core. That's where all the big nuclear reactions occur that send out energy. Then, we have the radiation zone, which radiated energy travels through to try to make it to the outer zones. Only a tiny bit of the energy radiated gets to those zones, and the energy that does make it takes millions of years to get to those zones. Talk about energy time spans. They're crazy. Then, we have the convection zone, where part of the sun swirls around in currents and waves, and distorts magnetic field lines, making huge plumes of sun burst into space. More on that later. Now we have the photosphere, the outer edge of the sun. It doesn't play that much of a role, it just radiates energy out to space. Another part of the sun, the corona, is a cloud of particles that surround the photosphere. It swallows energy, radiates energy, plays a big role in solar flares, and it's even hotter than the photosphere. You can see it during solar eclipses, as a glowing edge to the dark ball that the sun looks like during them. We'll be back soon! Now that we're done with that, let's talk about how the sun generates energy. People a couple centuries ago used to have all kinds of explanations. Some people thought it burned on coal, others thought it shrunk and let out energy, and still others thought that it burned on meteorites and fell into it. The real answer was discovered by a young physicist called Hans Bethe, and it was that stars let out energy with nuclear fusion. In order to understand this principle, we have to go back some 5 billion years, when a gigantic dust cloud out in space started contracting due to gravity. Because things get hotter when they get smaller, the dust cloud became very hot as it contracted. The dust cloud started contracting so fast, it got very, very hot, and its particles started moving really, really fast. They started colliding with each other in a series of reactions that fused the hydrogen of the dust cloud into helium. Part of the matter in that reaction became energy, and that energy got radiated out of the dust cloud. Can you guess what star the dust cloud became? Our own sun. There are some complexities to that simple approach. They have to do with the convective zone, where matter swirls around in waves and currents. Because the sun has a magnetic field like Earth, the convective zone constantly twirls around and distorts it. This distortion is magnified because the sun is not solid. The equator spins faster than the poles. All of this distortion causes magnetic field lines to sometimes break out of the sun. The resulting dark spots are called sunspots. In the process of distortion, sunspots go through an 11-year cycle, decreasing and increasing in what is known as the Maunder effect. Quite a lot of complexity for something people think of as just a shining sphere in the sky.